Arlo Guthrie is one of the most iconic figures of American folk rock. His 18-minute song and monologue, Alice's Restaurant, was a massive hit. Guthrie took the stage at Woodstock, and now, a half century later, he's still got a loyal following. Arlo Guthrie just turned 76 years old. He's still got a head full of curls, which are long and now silver. He's had health issues lately and is retired, sort of. Earlier this year, Guthrie was back on stage. He did a handful of shows he's called What's Left of Me. They were more storytelling than performance, with Arlo conversing with music writer Bob Santelli. We spoke with Arlo Guthrie in March before his show in Boston. He still embodies the spirit of his father, the legendary Woody Guthrie. In the 1930s and 40s, Woody wrote and sang about freedom and his vision of America.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
Children sang the song in just about every American classroom. But as Arlo Guthrie says, he and his sister had no idea of that when they were kids in New York.
We had changed schools, and I remember walking in there, and our music teacher led the entire assembly in This Land Is Your Land, and I was the only one that didn't know the words. I mean, I knew that my father had written the song, but I had never bothered to learn it. I didn't think that anybody else had learned it. And so I ran home and told my dad what had happened. So he sat me down in the backyard with a little guitar that he'd given me, taught me the chords, taught me the words, and I've been singing it for the rest of my life.
As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me an endless skyway. I saw below me a golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
This Land Is Your Land has become more important as time goes by. When my father wrote it in 1941, 42, somewhere back in those years, it wasn't critically important. It was only afterwards, during the 50s and 60s and 70s, that his songs became known. And there were people coming to see me who were hoping that in some way I would carry on his work. And I never felt uncomfortable sharing my father. I wouldn't have done it exclusively. I wouldn't have been a clone of Woody Guthrie. I saw a lot of people come to our house dressed like my dad, talked like my dad, sang like my dad, wrote songs like my dad, but they weren't my dad. And I thought his songs are important to a lot of people, and I owe it to them to continue singing them and to continue writing about the same things in a world that I was familiar with. One of the things my father noted was that it's better to fail at being yourself than to succeed at being somebody else. And I never wanted to be him, but I did want to be myself in a way that he would have approved, frankly. I mean, I'm a kid, I'm a son. And I wanted to bring it to a broader audience so that we could all laugh together and sing together and enjoy life together.
Well, where does the Woodstock Arlo show up then? You know, we see lots of pictures of you looking back with Leonard Cohen and, of course, Pete Seeger, Bob Dylan, Joan Baez. I mean, you're everywhere, Arlo. And in some respects, I see you almost on the periphery, even though you were also at the center, because you were really different from the others.
When I saw the movie Forrest Gump, I thought to myself, there's me. I'm that guy. I was everywhere. I wanted to be around people who were doing things, who were changing things, who were saying things. It was exhilarating to me. Woodstock was fun. I didn't think it was going to be important to be at Woodstock. Who knew?
And then there's this Arlo original.
This song's called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant.
Was the success of Alice's Restaurant a blessing or a curse? And we should say Alice's Restaurant, I mean, not many people have a song that comes out at 18 minutes at a time when everything else is coming out at 3 and 3.5 minutes, becomes a major hit and has a movie made about it.
Well, nobody in their right mind creates an 18-minute monologue to be played on radio. And that was certainly not my intent. My intent was to stand up on stage and waste 18 minutes of my time so that I had less songs to learn. It was really simple. And I found a way to do that. So I was entertaining at the same time that I was wondering, how the hell are you going to remain on stage for another hour? What else you got? Well, luckily for me, I had my father, and I would sing some of his songs. And luckily for me, I started writing some of my own songs. So I kept adding to my ability to remain on stage and not waste everybody's time, but certainly give them enough so that it wasn't a waste of their time to be there. I thought I did rather well.
I think you did really well.
You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
The performances that you're going to be doing, including in Boston, you've decided to be in conversation with someone. It's mostly a conversation, if not all. I wonder how you made that decision and what you want to say.
Well, there was a time when I was able to do 30 nights in a row. Each night was 2 hours long or something like that, 2.5 hours. I mean, it was fun. It was great. Look, when you're 18 and you're a guy and you don't need a reservation at a restaurant because everybody knows your face, I would recommend it to anyone. But to live 50 or 60 years or 70 years like that, it gets a little nuts. And over time, my voice couldn't physically handle it. The travel, the big band, the lights, the sound, the whole thing it took was getting to be too much.
Your four children are all in music, some more than others. Is there a song that you would want or maybe have imparted to them that you think kind of synthesizes your philosophy?
There was a song that came to me through my sister Nora that was my father's lyrics, a song called My Peace. I added music to it and frankly turned it into a song. I had to change a few words around because it was a poem. It's my peace is all I've got that I can give to you. I love that idea. I mean, you can tell your kids, you can explain to your kids about why the sky is blue and all that kind of stuff that they want to know when they're little. But the truth is, it's how you feel about yourself, how you feel about the world, your place in it. Not to get so frantic when times get crazy and not to get too excited when things go well. There's a balance. And if my kids have learned that through songs like My Peace, more power to them.
You end a lot of your concerts with My Peace. And I have to say, you know how to create many special moments in your concerts with chuckles, with irreverence, with irony, and with just gentle messages like that. You do it so well, Arlo. Thank you.
Thank you.
My peace is all I've got that I can give to you. My peace is all I've ever had. It's all I ever knew. I give my peace.
Arlo Guthrie's show, What's Left of Me, is now available to stream. For more information, go to our website, hereandnow.org.
My peace is all I've got. That I can give to you. My peace is all I've got. It's all I've ever known. My peace is worth 1,000 times.